It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Get your phone going, Michael Philbin.
You know, if that ringtone went off like on the bus or something, or like in the subway, I would look the other way. That's what I would
pretend you're not around.
Oh man.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, it's kind of funny and even a little sad that you mentioned the subway.
Because
New York obviously has I don't know if the best subway system in the world, but they certainly have one of the most used subway systems
Absolutely.
In the world. And you are heading back to New York in just a few days.
That is correct. I'll be departing very, very soon.
Very, very soon. You got a new job in New York, and I know you've been wanting to go back to New York for a long time. You went to school out there. And so tell us a little bit about the job. What will you be doing back in New York?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be an admissions counselor for a liberal arts college located in the heart of Manhattan.
Of course, a liberal arts college, because that's where you went.
That's where I went.
And that's where you're going.
Absolutely.
Liberal arts.
It transitions well. See, this was an amazing job hire. I mean, this was the kind of thing where I knew the director of admissions. There was all this stuff, so it was good. But it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be traveling around the country, and possibly if I'm good enough, around the world, recruiting. You know, presenting the school.
So you're going to be going to like Europe and Africa and Southeast Asia to recruit liberal arts students.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I know.
That's a scary thought.
Isn't it great?
Liberal arts is going to be permeating throughout the world.
That's right.
So because of Michael Feldman's newfound job success, Things That Matter with Mike and Nev will be going on a temporary hiatus until we can figure out, and when I say we, I mean him, figures out how we can record while being 3,000 miles away.
I think we can do it. You know, we'll have to see. The other thing that's kind of interesting, there's a chance, and I'll, of course, let Nevin know about all this, that I will be coming to Los Angeles quite a bit to recruit. You know, it's not clear yet, but I may well be doing that because of my history in Los Angeles and connections and all of that. So if that's the case, we could record live.
We can go back and record live.
We'll have to see.
Well, what would be nice, actually, is it would be cool to record over the computer because, A, we don't actually have to see each other while doing it.
Yeah, which would be really nice.
It would be nice. We get tired of each other after a while. And, B, we can kind of record whenever.
Yeah.
So it does make it easier. So we're going to be going on a temporary hiatus. Hopefully, we'll just be not too long. We'll be able to maybe get back on. Early 2010 will be our goal, and to be able to kind of get back on the airwaves after 80 episodes, Mike. 80 episodes. Can you believe
Unbelievable. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's not. Never again. We thought 3-4 weeks max.
Oh, at most.
You know.
I know. Well, yeah. I just.
It's nuts.
A, you know, it's, yeah. Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Right?
Speaking of good times,
okay.
This is what you have to do.
Sure.
Now that you're going to be 3,000 miles away, we're no longer going to see each other at these podcast events or family functions. You have to do something.
You just gave away our secret about how we record. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
You have to do something. Go on Twitter.
I do need to do Twitter.
You gotta do Twitter.
I
must know what's going on with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I actually opened up a Twitter account recently.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I didn't know this.
Well,
this is exciting.
And you know me.
Yeah.
I'm always the last to get all these technological crazes. You know,
he is.
I was one of the last to do podcasts.
Yeah.
I was one of the last to do a blog.
Yeah.
I was one of the last to do Facebook. I still have my flip phone, so I haven't gotten an iPhone yet. I'm always the last to do these things. And I finally got on Twitter. And my most interesting tweet. I didn't know if it was tweet or twit or twat.
I know. It lends itself to this. It's tweet.
It is tweet. It is tweet. And yeah, it's very interesting to me because tweet. And so my most interesting tweet to date was, the color of my socks today are white.
Oh yes. Very good.
Isn't it good?
Very good.
But here's the thing, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused.
I know. I remember there was a commercial a little bit ago about this where it was like the kids, you know, were hanging out with their parents and they were going, "Mom and Dad, you gotta stop like tweeting and doing all this stuff."
Mm-hmm.
And the dad is like sitting on, you know, on the patio, you know, in the chair going, "I am sitting on the patio chair." You know, for tweeting, he's like, "I know you are. You don't have to tweet. It's okay." Yeah.
That's what I've become.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's great.
It's, you know, my wife and your cousin, Ramona, she actually has over 1,200 followers on Twitter.
Really?
Because of her successes as a sports columnist for the LA Daily News. And she was, you know, bugging me for weeks to be one of her followers. I never understood why I had to, because I live with her. I know what she's doing and thinking and eating and drinking 24/7.
Yes.
I don't know why I had to not follow that online, but apparently it was an argument I was going to lose.
If you are in the other room, you don't know what she's eating.
This is true.
Necessarily.
I don't. You're absolutely right.
I'm just throwing it out there.
So now I can bring the laptop into the room, know exactly what she's doing and watching and eating and drinking, and it's very, very... it's not that exciting.
No.
Let's face it. It's just really, really not.
Yeah. No,
it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the funny... I don't know if you know this, but on the... what is it? Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
The Tweet of the Week thing is just amazingly funny.
That's my goal, to get on the Tweet of the Week.
You gotta do... Well, you gotta become a celebrity, though, because that's what they usually do.
That's true.
You can do it, though.
I can.
One day. You'll make it.
One day, it's gonna be announced my preferred brand of paper towels... on the Conan O'Brien show. That's my
You
goal.
Know, I just remember they recently did a thing, you know, the whole Sarah Palin, Levi Johnston thing.
Right.
And they did Levi Johnston's, you know, tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he stated in a tweet, why is it that fat people never get kidnapped?
Ooh.
That was a legitimate tweet of his.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't they?
It's a good question.
Good question.
I'd like to note that William Shatner delivered this as well. But that's interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. It's true.
It's
think about all the kidnappings.
Yeah,
fat people really don't get... I hate to put this down. I mean, do the kidnappers think that they won't get as much ransom money for a...
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe. You know, it's also... It just might be easier, you know,
to kidnap.
Lighter, you know, for non-fat people. I just realized, who was that listener that we had... Who was like complaining about me calling her big bone?
Was that
what was
Carol?
Her name? Or something
Carrie,
like that?
The fat
she's
runner.
Still listening.
Yeah, if she's still listening, doesn't matter because this will be the last episode for a while.
Yeah, that's
so.
True. But, you know, she probably won't get kidnapped.
Probably not. So, Carol.
You're good
it
to
was
go.
Carol, right?
I think so.
I think it was Carol.
Something like
so,
that.
So, you know, you dodged a bullet there because the kidnappers don't have enough rope to tide you over.
Oh, and you can run away from them. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the contradiction. You really.
This is horrible.
Two
Why
trains
did I bring
of,
this up?
There's two trains of thought.
Oh, no.
Two trains of thought. On the one hand, heavier load.
Mm.
On the other hand, easier target.
True.
So,
true.
This is a conundrum.
Very good point.
You know?
Interesting.
Hmm. Something to ponder. Why do fat people not get kidnapped? Oh, good Lord. Wow.
Okay.
Well, we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, before we go into the letters, you know, one of the things about this show that always really amazed me was the amount of letters we got really across the country and even around the world.
Yeah.
You know, it always surprised me when we got a letter from Canada and Mexico and England. And we got one from Moscow one time.
That's right.
And it kind of amazed me how far this reached and how far it went to be able to get that. So, you know, the letters portion to me was always the maybe my favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Which is getting everything that we, you know, wrote and the people, the things they had to say and the way we make fun of them. And it was always fun. And we had, you know, there were times we had multiple people write us. And multiple times, and we set them on the air, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of long time listeners of the show, and it was really really great to see. So we thank you guys for your support. And I feel like in honor of that, of the fact that we had many long time listeners who were with us, you know, almost at the beginning, we should read a letter from a longtime listener that we've actually had, you know, a few times. You know, we mentioned on the show, you and I actually know her, you know, my friend Tiffany from Hawthorne, California, who actually, you know,
yes,
who...
indeed. She's been the subject of a couple.
She's been the subject of a couple.
Yes.
There was the Cow Moo, among others. You know, later people tell us one of our more popular podcasts.
Indeed.
So I figure for this to end the first run and before we go on hiatus, it would be great to have a letter from her. And I also want to read this letter because it actually talks about Twitter.
Oh, nice.
This was actually so...
Yeah, oh, good.
So this is fantastic.
Okay.
And she's actually against the whole idea of Twitter.
Interesting.
Which was funny because I actually did some research. Yes, Mike, I did research.
Wow.
Because it's the final show for a while.
Wow.
So I did research.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Big time. And she actually has a Twitter account.
Oh.
So again, pot, uh-huh, kettle black. Uh-huh. You're doing, you know, uh-huh, you're ripping on someone who's tweeting, wow, but you have a Twitter account yourself. So this is from Tiffany in Hawthorne, California, and she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, Nev, why do I have to look you up on Twitter? I will just check one of your 50 blogs, or your Facebook status, or your podcast. Maybe I will call you, or perhaps even text. I can IM you, or even email you. Perhaps even post on the fancy football board." Mike, we play fancy football together.
Yes.
"If I'm feeling really old school, I may just tap you on the shoulder and ask."
Mm.
And it's from Tiffany in Hawthorne, California. Now, here's my defense to this, okay?
Please.
This girl's living so in May 2009. I mean, come on. I mean, IM, text, email. My thinking, Michael, is this, okay?
Yes.
In today's world,
yes,
people need results now.
In today's world, like 7 months later.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. They need information pushed to them.
Yes.
They want results. So it's incumbent upon me to let the people know if I'm wearing a hat.
Well, yeah.
It's incumbent upon me to let them know that I've just bought a bag of ice. It's incumbent upon me to get my thoughts on the latest episode of the new 90210. I'm not going to wait for someone to ask me what's going on.
No.
In today's social networking world, you got to push the information out there.
You have a responsibility.
Yes, I have a responsibility.
Yes, you do.
Have to reach the people. I can't wait to come to them. A shepherd has to lead his flock.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes. Tiffany, you know, we love you on the show and everything, but come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is a situation where we are, okay, I expect to go on Facebook, right? I don't have a Twitter account, but I will. But I expect to go on Facebook and find out that my friend got locked out of their apartment,
mm-hmm,
right? And is mad because they couldn't get a scarf, you know, from the apartment, and it was cold outside of the hallway. Yes, that was a legitimate status update.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Yes, from their phone. I'm telling you, this is the thing. It's like, I can't do anything about it. I wouldn't have asked in the first place, but it's good to know.
Yes.
And it's just, you have to roll with the times.
Exactly. You have to roll with the times, and Twitter is just an extension, an evolvement of those times. So now, and this is actually a good point, because, you know, in today's information world, people want information in different ways. Some people only have a couple seconds. They don't have all the time in the world to go to all the Facebook features that site features. So
it worked out. Yeah.
It worked out. Yeah, it worked out fine.
No worries.
So Twitter, you just have the status update. If that's all you have time for, you go to Twitter. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, if you have a few seconds more, then you go to Facebook.
Right.
If you want to find out even more, go to my blog. If you want to listen to me in the car, you listen to the podcast. I'm providing different sources of information for people's different information needs.
You know, exactly. And, you know, I mean, we should be fair, just super quick, and say, and Tiffany, this is like the most we've ever debated about a letter in a long time.
Oh, this is
pretty good. I just wanted to throw out here, you know, we just had the poker championships recently, right? You know, the World Series of Poker.
Right.
You know, where it was down to like a 21-year-old versus, I think, like commercial fisherman. And like
50s or 60s.
Yeah, 50s or 60s. The guy who, you know, won, the 21-year-old, online tournaments, like plays tons of
40
hands,
a day.
40 a day. Guy who came in second doesn't have an email address.
Wow.
Just going to throw that out there. Yeah. You
and,
know.
And who won? The 21-year-old kid.
That wasn't going to be my point, but there you go. Yes. So technology apparently, so we're just going to say technology rocks. No, I was just going to say, people can do it in different ways. Some people love the flow of information, some don't, but the ones who do, win poker.
And the ones who don't, finish second and make a mere $5 million.
And don't have to split it with their friends.
Exactly.
Like he did.
Because he did?
Yeah, the entry fee.
Oh, that sucks. Seriously?
Yep.
So wait,
So I believe he won overall less than this guy who came in second because of this. Or he took home less. Because
he took home $5.18 million.
The second place guy?
Yeah. The entry fee is $10,000.
Right.
So he has to split.
He split his winnings.
How many ways?
I don't know. But, well, you know, he had this huge cheering section. But he had to. So he said he'd split half of it.
Wow. That hurts. So, Tiffany, you're making even less money. Damn. Get a Twitter account, see?
Yeah.
Get a Twitter.
That was a smooth, smooth path.
Wasn't it?
Towards the conclusion. Excellent.
Well, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. We will be back, figure early in 2010 for all new episodes. We'll let you know when we're back on the air. So keep checking us out in the meantime at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. If you ever miss us, all of our 80 episodes are there online. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. Is it Things That Matter?